Voters in the Mon Valley will choose a new state House representative in a special election Tuesday. Democrat Austin Davis and Republican Fawn Walker Montgomery are running to fill the vacant seat. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring reports.
Lifelong residents of the Mon Valley, Davis and Walker Montgomery both say the state's 35th House district needs more jobs and should be a safer place to live. But they say this will take more state and federal resources. This need became apparent to Walker Montgomery during her two terms on the McKeesport City Council. Without extra support from the state, she says, the Mon Valley can't combat gang and drug-related crime, which could be discouraging businesses from locating there.
A really big way to stop crime is to solve some of the ones that we've already had. And we've had various unsolved homicides within my district. And a lot of that just goes back to the lack of resources and funding given to our first responders, to law enforcement.
Davis agrees that his district needs more resources for public safety. A key to fueling economic revitalization, he adds, is for government and business to work together. As an aide to Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald for the past 6 years, he's observed this approach in action.
While Pittsburgh has gone through this renaissance and this boom regionally, we've seen jobs created in different parts of our county, but not in the Mon Valley.
Davis and Walker Montgomery both support expanded shale drilling and related industry in their district. That's despite environmental concerns, says Democratic candidate Davis.
We can make sure that the industry is regulated and safe for our communities, but ultimately we got to create jobs for people.
The clearest difference between the two candidates concerns the proposed Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT, plan. It would speed up the county's bus service, but also cut the number of trips to and from the Mon Valley. Davis supports the plan, but Walker Montgomery is opposed. By and large, though, the candidates seem to share similar goals for their district. So for voters, the decision could come down to who is better positioned to make this vision reality. I'm Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.